So I will point out that if you are someone who recently started experiencing more and more B-sides than usual, and you notice that the blue screen goes away pretty much instantly, that very well could actually mean that you are experiencing this problem, and it's just that your motherboard happens to reboot in a way that causes the drive to come back and is able to recover from it, or maybe the drive is just able to recover from it anyway. So that is something I would watch out for. Another thing I want to touch on is in Jay's Two Cents video, he mentions and shows how it's kind of what he describes as a slow crash, where first the benchmark freezes and then it goes to the desktop and Windows kind of acts glitchy and then shows an error and then dies. And that is actually what I would expect to happen if the drive just instantly disappeared. Windows is going to keep running for a short amount of time purely from memory, because it's running from memory. It's just that it's going to kind of take a minute to realize something's very wrong and then die. It's kind of like the old cartoons where the coyote is chasing the roadrunner and he runs off a cliff, but it takes him a second to realize that there's nothing underneath him. It's kind of like Windows doing that. And the reason I think that Microsoft would not necessarily catch this in the telemetry at all is because even if this happens and Windows notices the drive is gone and crashes because of that, well, it can't write the report, like I said, and then even when Windows reboots, and it sees, based on whatever flag it sets for having a successful shutdown, it's going to see, whoa, there was not a successful shutdown. But anything that happened after the drive just disappeared is not going to be reported on. So it's not going to know exactly what even happened. I think it'll probably look exactly the same as if the user had just cut power to the computer. It's going to know that there was a shutdown of some kind that was not expected, but without any kind of error report, it has no idea what happened. And the fact that Microsoft says that there's not really any telemetry about this kind of does suggest to me that the problem is at the hardware level within the SSDs, because if there was something starting to go wrong with Windows, you would think that it would probably start to write that data to the disk before it completely died. But it seems to me like maybe the drive just is instantly failing and disappearing before it even tells Windows what's going on. So my third hypothesis here is that if this problem is really happening, it's not going to show up in the telemetry at all. Microsoft might have to look at other indirect signals, and I'm sure they probably did. In their memo, they mention that the telemetry doesn't suggest an increase in failures. So it's not like they say, well, Windows didn't say it failed, so it must not have. I'm assuming they were looking at other stuff, but still, maybe not. Maybe they were literally just looking at that and haven't considered it. Now, finally, I want to address Microsoft's point in the memo where they said that they haven't received reports of customers experiencing this issue. But I think even if the problem is real, there is a pretty reasonable explanation for that. And that is that, one, it's probably still rare. And second, it's probably not permanently bricking the SSDs, so there's kind of a low incentive to even bother reporting it. So let me explain. Like I mentioned, it seems like, in my opinion, I would expect that in all cases, or at least a very, very vast majority, fully power cycling the SSD should bring back the SSD. I think the reports of where people said that it bricked it, where they tried restarting and it still didn't appear, I would expect that if they fully power cycled it, it would bring it back. And the reason we're seeing reports about certain drives permanently being bricked is because in a testing environment, what's someone going to do to see if that drive is permanently bricked? They might just restart the computer. They might not do a full power supply off cycle. And if they are doing a testing and they restart and the drive still doesn't come back, maybe even they restarted a couple times, but if they never fully power cycle off the computer, they're just going to assume it's dead and then shut down the computer all the way to simply take out that drive and move on to the next one, never actually trying it again. And like Jay touched on, a lot of people might not even be noticing that they're experiencing this drive disappearance if their motherboard automatically does a power cycle on some restart, because in that case, it would just look like a quick blue screen and they would never see the drive gone. Another important thing to consider is not everyone reads tech news all the time. Most people probably have no idea that this potential issue is even being discussed. So for most people, especially people in a business environment, even if they have this happen, they'll probably just restart the computer, or even if they get another error where they restart it and it still doesn't work, then what's the usual next step that people always say? Oh, we'll turn it off for 30 seconds, turn it back on, and then they'll see that it came back and then think, oh, that was weird, and then go back to normal life and not ever bother reporting it to Microsoft. And also, most people are not even going to know how to even access the BIOS or want to, so they're not going to see, oh, my SSD is gone, they're going to see my computer's not booting. And that will be the conclusion that they come to. I also want to point out that some people on Reddit say that they are IT managers for fleets of computers, thousands of computers. And I think in a business environment, it probably just doesn't have the workloads necessary for doing very large files that would be triggering this type of issue. Like, what are you working with Excel? You're not writing 50 gigabyte files. Now, again, some people might be experiencing that, but think about it this way. Even if there are some people in that business fleet and they're experiencing issues, first of all, they would have to experience the problem enough to notice it as a recurring problem, and then go to your IT department and report it and say, hey, my computer randomly started BSODing a lot, or my computer won't boot. And then they're going to say, okay, have you tried turning it off, power cycling it, turn it off for 30 seconds, all that sort of stuff, and it'll probably fix it. So kind of the reporting stage would stop at the company level, the IT department. And if that IT department only sees one user that it happens to, they're not going to think of it as a pattern to report to Microsoft. They're just going to think, oh, well, this person's computer glitched out, but it's fixed now. So all of that is to say that I don't think them not getting reports about it is necessarily evidence that it's not happening. And I also think in this particular problem, the telemetry would not show it either. Now, one quick thing about Microsoft saying that they couldn't reproduce this internally, that really does not surprise me. It's very clear that this is a pretty specific circumstance that would have to cause this, and it's very probable that they just didn't try it. So just because they, on their testing, I don't care how many hours of testing they did, if they weren't actually doing the thing that causes the problem, of course it's not going to show up. So I'm not convinced by that. Now, some final other thoughts. I do kind of wonder if maybe this problem was happening a little bit earlier than this exact update. Maybe it was a slightly earlier update and it's only now that people started noticing it. So that being said, I don't think you have to worry too much about file loss. I think we really would have heard more about that if that was actually fully bricking SSDs. I don't think that's the case. So I don't think you have to necessarily worry about it. But if you do start, again, experiencing quick BSODs where it's not reporting, then I would start reaching out to Microsoft and mention that. So if you're wondering what's going on with that update, that's the latest information we have and my theories about it.